greetings in Jesus' name, and I'm really glad to be here this morning and share with you and a little kind of a special reason for that, but and I'll explain that, but I'm really glad to be here this morning. And I'm also glad for that last song we sang, that we want to see Jesus. We want to hear Jesus. We want to have our ears open and our eyes open that we can see Jesus. And that's the thing that I'm going to be talking about myself a little bit this morning, and so I don't want the attention to myself. I want the attention to Jesus. That's the reason I say I like that song. The last few weeks or months, weeks maybe, but we have run into people of our past. Well, and one thing I should say first is you always want to remember when you get an old man up in front, all he thinks about is the past. And I know that I'm in a rut when it gets to that. I love history, and I also, my mind somehow goes to the past. So maybe I've got a touch of Alzheimer's or something, I don't know. But anyhow, whatever it is. the last couple weeks, or maybe the last month, we've run into the past so much. And it's just amazing. It thrills my heart to meet all these people that of our peers, that peers of the past, and in different places. We met some people on the train when we were traveling from Minnesota here a couple weeks ago, and hadn't seen them for 50 years. It was an old scootum that I used to run around with. Anyhow, some of them things are just, I like it. And then last Sunday, we were with Tom and Marge some. We was over to Newport with them in the afternoon, and Saturday afternoon they came over to our place for a little bit. And that's also some people from the past. And then over there in Newport, Tom and Marge and Ruth and I even walked out around the cemetery together to see if we could figure out any names that we could remember or knew. And we didn't really, but it was interesting to be with them people. Anyhow. And now to top it all off, I come here to church Sunday morning, and who's here but a man of my past, Clifford Zook. That's kind of a topping on the cake, Clifford. Thank you for being here. Okay, now I'll go into what I was going to talk about. Dennis asked me to have devotions for this Sunday morning, and I, you know, talking about the past again, I train myself to, when I read scriptures or do whatever I do, is, oh, that'd make a good sermon, or this would make a good sermon, but it just happened that when Dennis asked me to have devotions this morning, I just felt empty. And then, I don't know which night of the night it was, but I went to sleep, and all of a sudden this song came to me in my dream, and then I woke up, and then I laid there awake for, I don't know, a couple hours, I think, meditating on these things, and a voice seemed to come to me and say, you know, that's what you're going to have for devotions, and so here I am. And so I'm going to start out by telling you all another story. Years ago, and by the way, the reason this rings a bell is because Marge talked about a little church at Pennington, Minnesota. It would have been Kitchee, Minnesota, Kitchee Pines. And it kind of all clicked together somehow or another. I don't know why, but it did. Anyhow, years ago, not too long after we became Christians, our family and joined the Mennonite Church. The Grayston Mennonite Church was having a program at Pennington, or at Kitchee. It was called Pennington then at first. They had a Pennington schoolhouse. I don't know if you remember that, Clifford, or not. But anyhow, we were, the Grayston Church was supposed to go down and give them a program. And they gave my older sister and me, my next older sister, we were supposed to sing a special song. And so we sang this song, and we learnt it by heart so that we could just stand up there and sing it. And, you know, that's a fond memory, but this is the song that came to me that night. And, you know, through the years, it keeps, that incident don't mean so much to me as what the song itself does and the message. And here's the song. I'm going to read it. Oh, and by the way, first, I'm probably going to take too much time here, but at the first, this song, above the song was Luke 15:18, and that's about the prodigal son coming back. And so, that's the way I feel about this song. Years I spend in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. By God's word, at last my sin I learned. This wasn't supposed to happen, but anyhow. By God's word, at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly claim him as my king. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Oh, the love. That drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did spend at Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. Then my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. And not only because we sang it as little children at a meeting on Sunday evening, but because of what Christ has done for us. It's such a... That message means so much to me. And then, time went on, and we were at a winter Bible school at Loman, Minnesota. And I'm not sure if this was before I attended Bible school or what it was, but it wasn't too long after we had became Christians and were in a Mennonite church, and we were sitting there in Loman Bible school. And they sung this song. And I just have to tell you that when I was a young boy, or a young man, maybe I should say, I don't know how old it was, I don't remember, but I've never heard that song sang so beautiful as it was then. If there's any beautiful singing in heaven, it has to be like that, I would think. And I've had people sing it, even here in this congregation, in different times. I've wanted people to sing it, and it never got sung. I never heard it like I did that night, that time. And that song was, Wonderful Grace of Jesus. And I'm going to read that song now. Wonderful Grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall my prayer begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free. For the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching to all the lost. By it I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost. Chains have been torn. Chains have been torn asunder, giving me liberty for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful grace of Jesus reaching the most defiled. That's me, you know, and the top of this song is a verse where Paul said, it's only by the grace of Jesus Christ that he can be saved. And then he said, and Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I feel that way sometimes. Wonderful grace of Jesus reaching the most defiled. By its transforming power, making him God's dear child, purchasing peace in heaven for all eternity. And the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful grace of Jesus. No, I did that wrong. Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus, deeper than the mighty rolling sea. Wonderful grace of grace, all sufficient for me, for even me. Broader than the scope of my transgressions, greater far than all my sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus. Praise his name. And that song meant so much to me, both of them songs, when I was very young. And they mean more yet to me now. Yeah. When I think, what all has Jesus done for me and now and for you? I'm not just talking about me. Jesus has come for salvation for each one of us, and even the most defiled, even the most who can be in the deepest of sin and think there's no hope. That happened to me one time. I thought there was no hope. And yet there was Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we come before you this morning. And we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful grace of Jesus. And thank you for Calvary. And too, Lord, we want to thank you for this meeting this morning. Thank you for the fellowship of the believers. Thank you, Lord, for each other, that we can stand together. We can come and worship. Lord, help our worship to be in the spirit and the truth today. Bless each Sunday school teacher. Bless each minister. And all of us, Lord, we all have a part. We all take a part, and help us, Lord, to just put our hearts into it. And we might really worship you this morning. So guide us through this meeting and through the day and through the coming weeks and years. We pray in Jesus' name.